All right. Well, part of the day before supper, before it gets too dark, you call that?
I call that eating. Oh, we're here. You're wrong.
What do you say when you leave people?
Leave people?
Yes, sir.
Well, say a good day.
Alright. And when you're first meeting them, you say?
How you feel?
Alright.
Oh, good morning. Good
evening. Alright. And in parting, you say, when you're leaving them, you say?
Good day. Oh, goodbye.
Part of the day after supper is called?
Part of the day after supper?
Yes, sir. Right after dark, just right after dark.
Yeah, it's night.
If a man has to get up and start working just as sun comes into sight, he says he had to
sunrise.
What time did the sun rise this morning? You say the sun what at 6?
Rose at 6 o'clock.
If he worked until the sun went out of sight, he had worked until
sundown.
Today is Tuesday, or rather you could say today is Monday. Sunday was
yesterday.
If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you would say he came here
a week early.
Or what?
A week early.
Or what? What's another way of saying it?
Soon.
He's going to leave next Sunday. A week beyond Sunday would be what?
A week beyond Sunday. Sunday week.
If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about
2 weeks.
Monday is today. Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
What time is it? If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time it is?
I guess you okay. The thing you wear on your wrist to tell time with is called
a watch.
Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say it's
7:30.
If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
10:45, quarter to 11.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
You might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they are not going to get such a